May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto thee, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I said to the 8 o'clock congregation, it's a cruel joke to have time change on the first Sunday of Lent. But bravo for all of you for making it here at the right time. If you have ever lived in a cold climate, and I know that a lot of you have, and some of you do, actually, unless you really love snow, you probably have been even more glad than usual this winter that you live in Florida. Our older son, came home yesterday and brought some friends from college for spring break, and they were just so glad to be out of the frigid, cold weather. And I've been watching, you know, because I have relatives and friends all over the country, and I've been watching the Weather Channel, as I always do, and watching all this snow, all these storms from the safety of my own living room here in Florida. And thinking about back to when we lived in Maine for 7 years. We had 7 winters in Maine. And we lived in a fairly small town there, surrounded by even smaller towns. So often when you were driving somewhere on these beautiful little roads, you would pass one of those little country stores, the kind that have everything you could ever want, all in one place. And the ones that have those changeable signs out front. And I remember 1 year just before Lent, I was driving past one of those stores on one of those little roads, and I saw this sign, part of a sign that I read as I drove past, Maine Essentials. And what I got before I was too far away to see it was ice melt, bait, and fishing tackle. Now, those would not be my 3 top main essentials, but that was for ice fishermen, of course, because in Lent in Maine, everything is frozen or maybe just beginning to melt and making lots and lots of mud. I had my own Maine essentials, like wool socks and turtlenecks and hats and gloves, those kinds of things. Now, if there was such a little country store around here, it would probably say something like this: Florida essentials, sunscreen, insect repellent, sunglasses, or maybe umbrellas, sandals, something like that. So it got me to thinking, as I was passing that sign in Maine that year, right before Lent, got me to thinking about what would be the Lenten essentials. And I came up with 3. Remember God. Remember that you are not God. Remember that God loves you. I think that just about covers it. Remember God. We remember God in Lent by doing something differently in this season to mark the season. Some of us have taken on a special practice or discipline. Some of us have given up something that we normally like to do for this season. We remember God in Lent by faithfully attending worship. We remember God in Lent by paying attention to our own individual prayer life and our own relationship with God. Remember that you are not God. Now that may sound funny, but Even the devil tempted Jesus, who was the Son of God and who was really God. Even the devil tempted Jesus with the misuse of power and with the misuse of his own identity. When we deny our own need for God, when we pretend that we are perfect or that we can be perfect or expect other people to be perfect, or when we think that we are in total control of our lives and of this world without God's help, when we pollute and destroy part of God's creation, we are forgetting that we are not God. So in Lent, we remember that we are not God by facing our own mortality, which we have done on Ash Wednesday, by facing our own brokenness, and by caring for all of God's creation, which belongs to God, not to us. Remember that God loves you. Most importantly, as we enter the 40 days journey of Lent, we need to remember that God loves us. And that facing our own failures and brokenness does not have to be a totally grim experience. Lent is not meant to be a time for us to wallow in guilt or to beat ourselves up for our mistakes. I saw this cartoon in a spirituality and health magazine, one of those cartoons about the pearly gates, and there was St. Peter there, and there was a man outside the gates, and he looked very nervous, and he was sweating, and St. Peter said to him, "No, no, that's not a sin either. My goodness, you must have worried yourself to death." That's not what Lent is about. Now, that's not to say that it's not a serious time with a serious task. And it's not to deny the reality of sin in our lives. But it is to say that the way that we frame our self-examination matters very much. And we have to start that self-examination with the knowledge that God loves us. There's a term in the tradition of classical Christian spirituality that I find helpful for this, that describes a different way of looking at our own brokenness through the lens of God's love. The name for this is compunction, and it means literally piercing, as in the piercing of our own heart. Compunction has been called the grief that makes for joy. The grief that makes for joy. Martin Smith writes about this. He was the superior of the Society of St. John the Evangelist for a long time, has written some wonderful books on spirituality. And he writes this about compunction. The experience of the Spirit is joyful and painful because the light of God's love poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us inevitably shows up our own poverty. In other words, when we experience ourselves wrapped in God's love, and we know that we have done nothing to deserve that love, sometimes we see how far we are from who God really wants us to be. He says, we are made to recognize how far we are from extending that generosity that God gives to us to the world around us. Compunction, he says, always arises from the knowledge that one is loved and forgiven, and the piercing is of our complacency and our self-justification. Compunction can bring us tears of gratitude and joy, and a desire to grow and change into that person that God intends for us to become. Compunction can break open our hearts when they are hardened, so that God's love can flow in and through them to the broken world around us. So as we begin this journey of Lent together, you may want to have your Florida essentials close by, but the Lenten essentials are good everywhere, from the snowy northeast to the sunny south. They are also good any time, not just in Lent. Remember God. Remember that you are not God. Remember that God loves you.